We are continuing our shiurim on the background to the Kabbalah, the official writings of the Kitva Arizal and how they came about. So we're learning a sefer called Kitvuni Letorot, one page, Gimel. Seden hanhagat drushim mipi Arizal. Otzrichem unu lodia. כהגדת הדרושים בפני התלמידים לא הייתה כסדרם, שלא ידיע מתחילת ההקדמות של הסדר השתשלות מעילה לטאטה, ושוב כמנות התפילות מחול לשבת, משבת לחגים, ושוב סדר המצוות, ושוב ביאורי הפסוקים מאמרי רשב"י מאמרי ז"ל, וכפי שסידורים דברים בכתבי אריזה שבידינו, אלא היו העניינים מתבהרים כפי הזדמן. ואגב הדרושים מהקדמות והכלולות, נתבררו כוונות וייחודים או ענייני המצוות וביאורי הפסוקים האמרים, כפי קשר הדברים אל אותה ההקדמה, באופן שכל נושא היה מסתעף או מתקשר עם הרבה דרושים בלתי מקשורים. ולא היה מבעי שום עניין בשלמות במקום אחד. It's very interesting that we really have a huge, huge advantage to the Talmidim Arizal. Now that sounds very, very strange for me to say that, and I'll tell you what I mean. It's because as we just read, we just heard, that the Arizal's Talmidim, they were hearing Shiurim from Arizal, but there wasn't any particular order to them. But rather, they were learning sugyas. They did not see the big picture, though. Us, when we're learning Kabbalah now, we have a sefer called the Otzot Chaim, for example, or the Mevor Sha'arim, who gives us a whole beautiful overview of the whole system, Bekitzo. That definitely helps you to put things in perspective, as opposed to just looking at something be'iu in one little prat, and try to figure out how that fits into the big hole, which they didn't have. So they were learning yonim and yonim, but without seeing the big picture. V'chein kasav be'igrat Rav Shloma Shlumel and Shivcha Ari. By the way, this Rav Shloma was related to Rav Shuruk. Rav Shuruk was the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Vital. The Rav Shloma, he was a Talmid of the Arizal himself. Now, he wrote a book called Shivcha Arizal, all stories. He brought all the stories of the Arizal. But we're talking about, he heard it came out firsthand from the Talmidim. He heard it firsthand from the Talmidim. And that's why they're all very, very dvorim ne'manim ad me'ot. So these stories are not some baba mices, but rather very, very much so. So in Shivcha Ari, Hashem will go through that sefer later on, he writes it like this follows. Ki b'shah shalomdu לפני הרב ז"ל, רב is always called the Arizal, לא למדו תמיד דברים על הסדר. They weren't always learned things according to the way they would משתלם in order that you would get the big picture. שלפעמים גילה להם סוד אחד של תפילין. Sometimes they would learn תפילין בתוך הדרוש של הגדלות. או דרוש אחר, דרוש של מן, that they learned something about what? Talit or דרוש שם about מן. וכהן הרבות, so they would learn דבר מפוזרים פה משם, כאן משם. וכן כתב הרב מאיר פפירש, and this is one of the מסדרים of the ארץ חיים, שבהקדמות ספר דר ארץ חיים ז"ל, והנה נודע לכל מי שבא בשער חוכמה, הרמה הזאת, כי הרב הקדוש לא היה אומר להם דברים כסדרם. We know that the Arizal will never tell them something which is in the order. כי הוא היה יושב ודורש מפה לחוכמה עליון, לפי המשך דרושים קשורים נחמדים מזו ומפז רב, היה מתפרשים מעליהם דרושים מיוחדים, כוונות, טעמי המצוות, תיקוני הבנות, פירושי הזוהר, מרמזי המאמרי רז"ל, אגב גרירה. He would just throw things left and right and left, all over the place, different places in Kabbalah, all over the place. לפעמים היה מבאר להם דרוש אחרון שבצילות, ולפעמים, he would start at the beginning, at the end, ולפעמים היה מבאר להם דרוש תחילה, from the beginning, עולם הצילות. And what he's getting at to, because the Arizal told the Talmid that he should never write. any of the lessons, because he felt that they weren't able to catch on, because only you have to have a great mind to follow the Bechelal Yishur. You imagine starting at the end of an Inyan and going to the beginning and then go to the Emsa and learn a different Inyan and this and so on and so forth. Absolutely. And yet, nevertheless, the Tamik did write. And there was a Hazara from the Rizal. He told Rav Chaim Vital, do not, or anybody, even Rav Chaim Vital said that you should not learn from the Tamidim of the Rizal. That's very, very interesting, because you think the Tamid of the Rizal would have the right to mispasha the limud, everybody should learn from them. No. They write clearly that you shouldn't learn from any of the Sfarim that came out from the Tamidim of the Rizal, because we just read over here, everything was mefuzar, and that we're not confident enough to make sure that they knew exactly what he was talking about. Again, these are not my words, these are great, humongous Geonim. These are the words of the Rizal, these are the words of Rav Chaim Vital. And therefore, Rav Chaim Vital went after the Rizal was Niftum. What happened was is that the Rav Chaim Vital took all the writings of all the Talmidim and said, I'd like to borrow them, I wanted to look them over. He took all the writings, and you know what? He never returned it to them. Why is that? Because for the same reason, because he was afraid that he's going to get out the wrong information and people would get the wrong idea what all the Kitva Rizal was all about. Nevertheless, Bizmane, you know what happens? People jump into the Genizot, they take out everything from the Genizot and they publish them. So today you have a lot of writings of the Talmidim of Rizal, which are interesting. But you have to understand that these writings should not be taken as the end and all for the writings of the Rizal, but rather should be taken with a grain of salt, as we'll read later on. Kuntras akitzur shel Rav Chaim Vital Zal. Hine, le'ine k'tiv ha-drushim, kava yadua sh'ariza zah samach yadua l'Rav Chaim Vital, sh'rak hu yarad l'sof dato. We know that Ariza said only the Rav Chaim Vital should write. U'meninu l'chtov turato l'dorot, v'kam ritzuni l'va'er b'siyat d'shma yaseda k'tiva shel Rav Chaim Vital Zal, me'ed sh'aya yoshev tamid l'ifnei rabo. Ah, sh'otzi mitarat yadua et torat rabo ari, Aroch Mesudar Besvarim. So he was the only one mastered the writings and teachings of the Arizal and was able to put Seder into the writings. You can appreciate the godless of that, because again, nothing was said chronologically. Everything was Mefuzar Mufurad. Reshit Kitivato Shal Rav Chaim Vital Kuntras Kitur Shrosham Be'et Shemiyat Drushim Mipi Rabo. The first thing that he wrote was something which was called Drush, which was called Madura Kama, we'll read in a minute. Vehem Rashi Prakim B'Ketzara L'Zechon Lishnan. They were just written, and actually this wasn't Madura Kama, this was something before the Madura Kama, which was something called the Kitzur Kuntra Sakitur, which just bullet points, basically, of all the writings, all the Yesodot of the Arizal. Vehem Hivu Basi Shalav Banav V'Shichlal Et Kol Sifrei Torat Rabo Arizal. And this was the basis, this is going to be the building block of all the writings of the Arizal, this little Kuntras. He writes over here in his notes, Nir Devarim Shebetishchei Cheshban, in the month of Tishrei in Cheshban, in the year Hey Shin Lamed Aleph, Hitchil the Ma'ocho Lilmod Lifnei Rabo Arizal. That's when he first started. Between the month of Tishrei and Cheshvan.
Who first started?
Rav Chaim Vital. Because as we know, the Rav Chaim Vital, the Arizal came to Sfat while the Rav Chaim Vital was the Talmud Muvak of the Ramak. Ramak was the Rosh Hashiva over there. He was the Gedol B'Kabbalah. The Arizal came in as a Talmid of the yeshiva. Like, nobody even noticed him at all. He just came and sat down in the benches at the back of the yeshiva and learning. But the Ramak with his Nevuah starts straight through him, and he said he's a Gadol B'Torah and Kabbalah, and he's going to lead the yeshiva. Now everybody looked at him as another Talmid. They didn't appreciate him, and even though he was around, nobody even learned from him. Nobody took him seriously, including Rav Chaim Vital. So I think there's over a year that the Arizal was there, and they didn't take advantage of it. They didn't take advantage of sitting by him. They only later on, when the Arizal made an extra effort to contact the Rav Chaim Vital quite a few times, and actually the Rav Chaim Vital actually ignored him at first. And didn't take him seriously. He said, what can this guy teach me? I've been in yeshiva, 20 years before this guy just pops in, he's going to teach me something. He must be kidding. Not as a gaiva, Poshut, he was a very, very busy man. He was a gadol b'Torah, giving shul on yomam b'layla, and somebody calls him up. But Tommy just walks into yeshiva. It's obviously that he didn't take him too seriously for, you know, he didn't want to lose it, waste his precious time. Until the Arizal really nagged him, and he said, listen, I really have things to tell you that you might appreciate. And only at that time when he sat down to him and he just blew his mind and he said, this guy is like unbelievable. And he said, he bowed down to him. He said, now you're going to be the Rav. You're going to be my Rav. But at first, again, he didn't take him seriously. And really, he regretted it when Arizal was Nifta. And he said, Alavai, I had an extra year with the Arizal. I could have learned so much more. But again, and that was what he was supposed to take, not more. So v'hainu shana v'asara. So in all, we know that he only learned 1 in 10 months, 1 year and 10 months. That's the entire tekufa until the year of hey be'av hey shin lamed beis. That's as far as he learned with Rav Chaim Vital. V'chen katav agaon Rav Chida in his sefer Shem Gedolim. There, when he speaks about the Rav Chaim Vital, he writes as follows: "V'zeh ya b'tchila shana he shin lamed aleph." And then he writes the Shivcha Ari she'ichar the Rav Chaim Vital. He postponed his meeting with the Arizal many times over. Litiatzev ki talmid lifnei rabo zman shlosha yarchim. Okay, I said maybe a year, but he says over here, it actually that the Arizal contacted him for 3 months. Imagine, Arizal's contacting Rav Chaim Vital for 3 months and he ignored him. He said, why should I be your Talmid? V'Arizal Zal higia litzvat anus al pi dibur, limsor torato l'Rav Chaim Vital, lechiyot sherit ba'aretz, v'Rav Chaim Vital lo hechshivu. And the Rav Chaim Vital didn't makshiv him when he came in. Lo chashav shitzalech lilmod mizulato. And he didn't feel that mechitesh, I should learn from somebody which is younger than me. And just walked into yeshiva. Interesting, isn't it? He called ha'inyan. Nire, she'alav ari zal b'mitzchayim etzvaz arech be'erech. The Arizal came to Tzvaz around Iyar. Heishin lamed. The Yadu the Az Belag Ba'omer came about Lag Ba'omata Bechai Iyar on the 18th of Iyar. Biyakar Meron, and where did he go? He goes straight to Meron. Lishtach ve'alekever Rashbi. Obviously, somebody comes from Mitzrayim. First place he goes to the Rav Chaim, him being a big Mekubal already. He went to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Kever, Kedat Ayom. באותו מעמד עידו הרב יונתן שגיש והרב אברהם לוי ברוכים על מנהגיו כמובן בשעה הכוונות דרוש לג בעומר ושם כתב הרב חיים ויטל שזה היה בשנה ראשונה. So that's where הרב חיים ויטל saw him for the first time. There the Arizal was dancing away in Maron and he writes as follows: קודם שהלכתי אני אצלו ללמוד. This is before I went to learn by him. And זה כל היה ביקור השני של אריזה במירון, כי פעם ראשונה ביקר שם היה בשנת ה' שנחף בייס, שמונה שנים לפני שעלה להשתקיה. Really, this is actually the second time that אריזה came. The first time he actually came was in 8 years before, just to visit. כי נזכה בהד זה בספר פרי עץ חיים. ואז ראה אותו שם שם רב חיים ויטל היה בו פרק בגיל 20. And that's actually when he noticed רב חיים ויטל. And actually that חיים ויטל was only 20 years old at the time. כי התחיל ללמוד עם הארי ביוד גיל חף חץ. And when did רב חיים ויטל start learning with the Arizal? He was 28 years old. והארי זל היה בגיל חף חץ. היינו עשר שנים לפני פטרייתו. This was 10 years before Arizal died. ועל ידיעותיו, אז כתב רב חיים ויטל ושאר הכוונות, והיה אז פעם ראשונה שבא במצרים, ואין אני יודע אם אז היה בקי וידוע בחוכמה, זה הנפלא שהשיגה אחר כך. It's interesting to know that Rav Chaim Vital writes over there in Drush, if I'm not mistaken, in the Drush of Lag Ba'omer, In Shaar Kavonos, he says, I saw the Arizal, and I noticed him, but I didn't really take notice of him, because I wasn't sure whether he was as great as he is now. I mean, he's talking to Mafreya. Because he did write down what he saw, but he says, I'm not going to write it down in the official writings of the Arizal, because what we're writing down is Derech Nevuah. What he got after that, he was like a malach. He wasn't a person anymore. He was able to see through people, to talk to the birds, listen to the sounds of the grass, and translate their language. He was an incredible talking to malachim on a standard basis, and the neshamas would come to him for tikkunim. He was not a normal person. But when he first came to Svat, we're not convinced that he had the nevuah, and therefore I'm not going to write down what I saw. That's what he writes over there. And then he can souvenir Shayim. Then we're going to continue. Then he says like this. At the Kuntchus HaKatzir, again, the first preliminary writings of the Ariza was in bullet form, bullet points. And he writes over there, Maskir Rav Chaim Vitalzar, Bekama Mekomot, Bektadav, Lifanami Meitik, Mimeno Lushonot Shlemim, Kifi Shinir Tovu Sham, Vilifanami Metzatzetz, Mimeno Ktsara. Sometimes you write long sentences, sometimes you write bullet points. Sometimes you see in the writings, so when we get to the writings of the Arizal in Etz Chaim, we'll find sometimes this mention of Kuntras HaKatzir. Remember this name. So we'll say, what is Kuntras HaKatzir? So now we know this Kuntras HaKatzir is the bullet point. This is the original writings that he wrote, of the lessons that he heard from the Arizal. Vayin Sefer Mevuah HaSha'arim. And this is the last edition of his writing called Mevuah HaSha'arim. Sheivu Ram Chaim Vital Zal Chelik Melashon Neniskar Ve'it Sham Ktzava Be'et Hashmiya. And that could be, you know, actually the first writings are sometimes your best writings, because that's the original. You hear it fresh and you write it down as you're hearing in the Shi'ur of the Arizal. You can imagine, and you're reading this writings of the Kuntus of Katzir. You can imagine this is directly from the mouth of the Arizal himself. As is being said, he's writing it down. V'ay b'shar kavanot, and he writes over there, Rav Chaim Matzati katu b'kuntchasi mipi mori zal. And he writes over there, this is what I heard directly from the mouth of Arizal, and which I've written over here, my book, which is Kuntros Katzir. V'al pi rishimot k'tzarot elu hitchil Rav Chaim Vital zal miyad l'achet p'ntiratot zal b'hei b'av b'ashin. So he started with this first writing, it's called the Kuntrus HaKatzir, to start writing out all the lessons that he heard from the Arizal. Lichtov kol drushei chokhmat ha'emet be'erech be'or kifi kablam. V'kasher remez b'shak damot, and this is what he writes in shak damot, da, ki adrush nizkar kitavti v'ktzir b'kitzur, nimratz b'rashe p'rakim be'et shmatav memori za. V'ata kivu'ai, להתיקו ולהחיבו נעלם ממנו הבנת ראשית דבריו בעניין זמן הנערה, ולכן רציתי להתיק אותו כמו שהוא שם.
Interesting. Like I said, sometimes your first writing, you go to a class, you go to a shiur, and you start writing short notes. When you go back to them, could be in a day, could be in a month's time. When you look back at them, sometimes you don't even understand your own writings. But you know one thing's for definite. When you wrote it, v'shas mas, you understood fully what you were writing, and it had all the mahus, all the energy was given out, was put into that writing. So says Rav Chaim Vital in Shak Damot, the exact same thing. That sometimes I look at my writing, I don't know what I wrote. The essence of all that writing is in this kuntos of kitzur. And therefore, since I don't want to dilute the power of that teaching, I'm going to write it as I wrote it originally. So sometimes we're going to see writings of Arizal in the Rav Chaim Vital. We'll say, what is he talking about? We have to understand that he's just copying out his original notes in the full essence, in the full, exactly word for word, what he heard from the Arizal, which is very, very powerful. Just the segula as well, besides the havana, can help a person very much. Okay, so we'll stop it here for now. So Shem will continue next time we meet.